Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, I'm not going to hold you all long because my guest for today, he's incarcerated, unfortunately, and I'm going to get him live on the air right now. Hello?
Oh, what it do, what it is. I already know who it be. Mr. Young and Thuggin, original HB, Hot Boy Turk. What's happening?
How you doing, Young Turk?
I'm good, I'm good, I'm blessed. So I can't complain.
Well, you can't complain, but maybe you should, you know, letting the people know what's really going on as far as what's going on in the industry and, you know, what's really going on in the game. And I know that you are incarcerated. You really don't have long, so the segment might be in increments, you know, if your phone call goes out. I want to get right into some things. You know, you are an original member of the Hot Boys, correct?
Yes, yes. Already know it ain't no hot boy without me. You heard me.
Sometimes it's gotten a little hot between the boys in the group. I want to kind of go into, you know, since you've been incarcerated, have they touched out to you, reached to you, or anything that they
do? You know, me and BG, we've been keeping it 1,000 with each other since day one. You know, BG come down here, he take the time to go through the metal detectors and visit me. You know, we sit down, we chit-chat, we talk. You know, he send me money when I need it. You know, Juvenile, you know, he done came through for me. And of my jokes, got it like 30 years since I've been in here. You know, I be talking to him off and on. It ain't on no consistent basis, you know what I'm saying? Lil Wayne, he look out for me when he passed through the town, you know. Always financially, yeah, all of them have came through that way.
So they have kind of held you down. What about...
They held me down to an extent where if I needed something, you know what I'm saying, and I called them, they came through. Yeah, they did that. They did that. Get deeper than that. Come out.
Did you feel they could be doing a little more for you, or do you feel like it's sufficient to a degree?
Me personally, me being a real nigga that I am, you know, I'm a man before anything. No man owe me anything. You know what I'm saying? If a person considered as your brother, I think they supposed to do it. I think. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't cry with spoiled milk. I still got number all brothers. Wayne, BG, Juvenile, Baby Man, Fresh and Slim, all of them. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Now, what about your current state? Where are you at as far as appeal? How's it looking? The outlook? Do you?
Now, I was able to rescind my guilty plea in 2008, Well, that means I gave my time back. I was in a 12-year sentence, state of Tennessee. I went to detention for like 2 years. On my appeal, I've been back at the jail ever since. We had a time served off on the table. You know, we constantly dealing. Ain't nothing came through. I don't think it's in my best interest to take that. So that's where we at right now. Oh, is negotiating the plea, him giving me time served. So we just working on something where everybody could be satisfied on both sides. Because I didn't do the time. I've been gone 7 years.
Now, why don't you think it's in your favor? You said you don't think it's in your favor? Or am I hearing
I don't think it's in the best of my favor. Hey,
and what makes you say that?
When you're incarcerated, you know what I'm saying, you got to think about the future. You can't just make no decisions for the present. Yeah, like, it's not in my best favor as far as the future, you know what I'm saying? Me getting out of this situation, walking into what I got waiting on me out there, you know what I'm saying? It'll make me a three-time loser. Three-time loser, you'll be able, you catch a charge, they can send you to life, anything, you know. That's what I mean when I say in my best favor, saying in my best interest.
Now, as it relates to the incarceration and the charges, have you proclaimed your innocence? Do you take any responsibility with the allegations, or do you want to clarify anything to the listeners and to your fans or what have you, or things that might have been
reported? In my sight, in my heart, I know, in their heart and sight, so they know I'm innocent. I say I've just been found guilty by the powers that be. So I don't feel like it's been fair the whole time. My situation is right now I'm being held as a hip-hop prisoner because of who I am, because I'm Turk the Hot Boy, you know what I'm saying? If I was just a regular low joke, you know, not saying I'm better than the next man, I believe this case would have been over. I would have been home because it didn't happen the way they say it happened.
Mm-hmm.
I say I'm completely innocent for the charge that they charged me with.
Are you aware of the...
you have 60 seconds left on this call.
Sorry, I had heard the recording. The nexus between the rap industry and the games being played to bring the young black male and the youth together to bring them down. Are you aware of the nexus that plays into that? Or did you think you were just going to be a rapper putting out entertainment? Did you understand that you might have been a target because of the music, because of the possibility of the masses that are following you with the music? Did you realize you were a target as you were going in? Hello? Okay, you all, I think that his phone call got clicked off, but he should be calling back in. He only has 15-minute increments between those times. And I'll definitely ask him that question again. I do have another caller on the line.
Hello?
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 Yes, Turk is back on the line.
Okay. He's back on the line?
Yeah, what'd it do? I already know I'm on jail time.
Okay. Yeah, I'm sorry. I was asking you before you got cut off that if you realize the nexus between rap game and the need for the powers to be to distort the rap game through the images of the entertainers, are you aware that, or were you aware that because who you are a target, you know, to portray a adverse role or what have you? Did you realize that coming in, or did you just think that it was going to be a rap game? Did you realize that you were going to target, you know, because of the message you were giving?
I came in the game at a very early age, and it was all fun and games when I came in. I didn't think I'd ever be in a situation where they'll profile me as a bad person because of the lyrics that I rap. You know what I'm saying? Like, I always tell people, Denzel Washington played a bad cop in Training Day. You know what I'm saying? That don't make him a bad person or a bad cop. That's just a role. Well, I never thought that.
Do you honestly think that, like you said, Denzel Washington is a role, but do you honestly think that they're just targeting rappers, or do you think it's more to it, that they're using the rap industry to bring down a community? And like you said,
yeah.
You're so young.
That's That's what's going on. They're not targeting rappers. They're targeting a race. If you look at it, I mean, the rap is saturated by young black people. Mm-hmm. We are making money. You know what I'm saying? And they don't want to see us coming together. Unity. They don't want to see us joining forces because that's a power. You know what I'm saying? Anytime you got a power against another power, it always going to be confusion. It's always going to stop it.
When did you realize that? That it's more to it than just the lyrics that come out of your mouth. When did you realize that, you know, there's more to this? Something's going
through
on.
Through my experience. You know what I'm saying? Like I say, I mean, it took me to go through this. It took me to walk that I didn't hear people talk about to believe that, damn, man, this really is going on. Now I kind of understand Martin Luther King, why he stood up for his rights, because rights are being violated every day. When you don't know it, you die for a lack of knowledge. Mm-hmm. We must study. We must study to show self-approval. That's the only way we gonna know. That's how I found out through my experience.
Now, are you gonna take that experience and try to help others go down a different path? You know, as far as those youth that want to jump in the rap game, not knowing the rules and the risk with it.
Of course. You know what I'm saying? It wouldn't be me if I didn't keep it real with the people. I'm saying, like I say, we all go through things to be a testimony for the next person. We all got a choice to choose. So either we gonna go the right way or the wrong way. I didn't went wrong all my life coming up, you know, as far as half of the decisions that I made, you know, as far as with the drugs, you know, in the hood, thugging and drugging, and you know what I'm saying, all that. I'm past that stage now. I'm on a whole nother level to where I want to see my people help as a race, saying, and I want better for people. That's the level of maturity I didn't grow to.
So let's talk about that another level that you on. Do you want to explain it to the listeners, to your fans, that this game, this rap game, this dope game, you know, it only goes so far, that at a point in time it's necessary to get out the game?
Yeah, I mean, it only goes so far. Like I say, everything is growth and development. You're not growing, I mean, something wrong. I ain't saying I'm going to be a rapper all my life. I want to be the CEO. I want to be the president. You know what I'm saying? I want to be able to bring the next man up, let them get to the level where I'm at. It's all about growth and development. If you're growing, I'm wrong with you. And you should want to grow. Because, you know, I mean, me personally, I hate ignorance. You know what I'm saying? Ignorance. It just turned me off. It do something to me, you know, and I see it every day in the place where I'm at, you know what I'm saying? And it kind of just make my strong. Like I be trying to tell these brothers in here, you know, it's a better way. You know, it's a better way to do things. Do it how you do it. So that's what they live by in here. But my thing is, you know what I'm saying? It is what you do and it's how you do it. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely. Now, as the original, one of the original members of Hot Boys, you know, and you all actually literally lived the life that you all rapped about, how do you feel? Do you feel a little bit offended that now we have, like, correctional officers coming out portraying roles of other people who actually live some of these lives? And
you know,
I'm going to, you know, this situation with the real Rick Ross and this imitation one. This is a correctional officer. While you're in prison, do you see the correctional officers acting the way that this imitation William Roberts is acting? Does that offend you as an original lyricist, as an original rapper?
It don't offend me because I understand, like, so my example of Denzel Washington is a role, and sometimes it's better to play a role than to live a role. You know what I'm saying? Like, they got that people that really live this life and where they at. Some of them either in jail, they done dead time, or they dead. And so why not? I mean, put on a role if you could get money from it. I don't see nothing wrong with it. But if you putting on a role of somebody else, I feel like it should be a homage paid. And you should understand when another person feel a certain way about that role that you playing. That's how I feel about the situation. But I got respect for Freeway, Rick Ross, and the rapper. And I mess with both of them, you know. is what it is. Black unity is what I promote.
You know, it's important that we clarify that, because you said it's a role, and it's nothing wrong with playing a role as long as you give homage. But you have to remember that part of that was not a role for that the man who really who's really living that life, who lived that life, and you have a person that now you say you've grown, growth and development. But when you have a person that's playing a role, and it's like a broken record, not saying that this person is playing a role, saying that we're glamorizing the dope game, that we're overnight success, and not saying that there's risk to that role. You know, it's kind of detrimental to the youth if the youth aren't ready to understand that, you know, and especially if they haven't paid homage. Now, I have some callers that want to ask you some questions. Are you able to take questions?
Let's get it in.
Okay. I have caller 975.
Get dope.
Caller, you want to? You have a question?
Yes, they got skate. It's too hot for them.
Caller 803? Caller 803, do you have a question or comment? I don't know. I guess they want to listen. Their hands are up. But
y'all can feel free to ask me whatever. I ain't going to bite. I can't come through the phone. It's number love over here.
Yeah, I'm going to open you all mics anyway if anybody want to jump in. So I don't know if you, because everybody has their hands up. I don't know if they realize. Okay, I have another caller who just put their hands up. Caller
841?
414? 841?
Yeah. What it is, homie? All right, how's it going, brother?
I'm cool and keeping it young and thugging on with nothing. That's all what it is.
Man, it's good to hear from you. I wanted to know, I'm from Milwaukee. I go by Hannibal. And
okay.
I wanted to know, will there be a reunion with the Hot Boys? Would you do, because I've been hearing that, you know, I look on YouTube and I see that BG and Juvie was talking about it. Would there be a once you get out, would it be a Hot Boys reunion?
Of course, you know what I'm saying? We don't give the fans what they want, you know what I'm saying? The fans want it. I want it in my heart. I feel like we never broke up. We just separated. In every family, in every relationship, you always have separation. Sometimes they take that for the love to go. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, that'd be hot. Would Manny Fresh and Lil Wayne be a part of it, or...?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, ain't no Hot Boys without me, Wayne, BG, and Juvenile, and Fresh on the tracks. We got a certain sound. We got a certain sound, man. So, you know, it got to be that way. You know what I'm talking about? It ain't going to work.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, because y'all had a unique sound. Cash Money had a real unique sound that I don't think anybody could have, you know, put that together but the original members and Manny Fresh behind the boards. So I just wanted to say, you know, much love and respect, man. Keep your head up.
For sure. I appreciate that, man. Follow me on Twitter at Free Hot Boy Turk, homie.
Okay, then. Enough respect, dude.
Okay.
Thank you, caller. You know, Young Turk, I really want you to just reiterate something that you stated earlier that, you know, you're learning from that experience. You know, I'm sure if you had an opportunity you may have taken a different route, even if you maintain your innocence, you know. Can you tell me some things that you wish you would have done differently or could have done differently?
I don't regret nothing that happened in my life, because instead of me being a product of my environment, I'm a product of my experiences. And if I ain't go through what I went through, how could I help somebody else that's going through it? You know, I mean, it's in my heart to do. Let's lead the people. Talking about I had to go through that. I had to do that. Every great leader must go through a trial.
So your music, what about your music? Are you going to reinvent your music with the experiences that you're going through
My music is my life soundtrack. Everything is real, you know. It's I'm young and thugging, but I'm grown up. You know, same with the habits. I'm going to keep it real. I'm going to keep it real. Mr. Young and Thugging, you heard me?
Definitely. You know, there's a lot of things going on in the rap industry as far as the games being played. You know, it's more about image now than it is about talent. Do you think that's a problem? Or
I don't think it's no problem. I mean, look at the game is nothing but a hustle. And whoever hustling in the hood and they got their hustle game up, that's who's going to make the money. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, do what you do. Get your money. All mean necessary. Whatever it takes for you to do it, as long as you ain't hurting the next man, don't do what you're doing. Get your money. Live and take care of your family.
I think that's important that you said, as long as you're not hurting the next man, because a lot of people, hustles have hurt people, you know. And I think a lot of the messages that's being sent out here now is definitely being distorted, you know. And that's why I asked you as far as the image and the talent. A lot of things are just imagery now, you know. But we have to definitely look at the youth. You know, you have a lot of young children and a lot of young adults that are looking at you and maybe want to emulate your life, you know, from what they see or what have you. So do you feel like you have an obligation to give a message about, to a degree, that this is just an image? Or do you feel like I tell
the youth, you know, reach inside yourself and live out your dream. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's good to be a follower of somebody else, but try to do what that person doing is positive. Try to pick up all the negatives. You know, cause like I say, I mean, it could be a two-way thing. Blessed or you're going to be cursed. You got to be able to choose your life or death. You got to be the person to I only can show you.
Right. You had a tragedy in your family. You lost your brother.
Rest in peace, Rallo. Rest in peace, Rallo, my little brother. He was an up-and-coming rapper doing this thing in New Orleans. Early this year, February 2nd. God bless his soul. It was a block party every year for him when I touched down. I'm talking about, I love my little brother. It was like, you know what I mean? You see me, you see my little brother. I took him on the road with me with Cash Money.
You have 60 seconds left on this call.
I talked to him like 12 days before he was killed. Told me he was working on a mixtape called Life Without Water. So I got to fix that and continue that legacy going on for him. Yeah, he felt his debt telling me, "Hey, live without water. Nothing in the world can live without water."
I know you got 60 seconds left. Are you able to call back in? We have 7 minutes left in the show. I don't know if
Yeah, I'm going to call back. And if I don't get back, y'all get at me on Twitter at FreeHotBoyTurk. Y'all could tell me. Duggan@gmail.com. Follow me on Facebook, Mr. Duggan.
Well, we definitely got
on the phone.
You have 10 seconds left on this call.
I appreciate everything.
I'm definitely, I'll hold the show up. You know, you have 6 minutes remaining. Wait for you to call back in if you have some questions. And then the other callers, caller 803, do you have anything to ask the rapper when he calls back in? Caller 610. I'm calling out you on first three numbers. I don't want to call out your whole number or what have
Hello?
You.
Hello?
No.
Question or comment?
You hear me?
Yes, I do. You have a question or comment?
Oh, yeah. I just had a comment for Turk. You know what I'm saying? It's good to hear from Turk, and it's good to hear the brother speaking with the knowledge that he's gained now. I think that's a beautiful thing. I just want the brother to know that he's getting a second chance. You know what I'm saying? To come out here and do what he got to do, because you know there's some brothers out here who don't get that second chance. My little brother, for instance, he's doing 33 years and he ain't getting out.
I'm about to make a quick call.
So you know what I'm saying? I want that brother to you know what I'm saying, take that blessing and run with it. You know what I'm saying? Stay focused, and, you know, I can't wait for the Hot Boys to get back together. We need that right about now.
how do you feel about, you know, a lot of the imagery that's being portrayed, though? You know, like, the Hot Boys definitely live their life literally of things that they live, you know, things that they rap. We have a lot of infiltration going on in the rap game, and it's more than just the rap game. It's things behind the scenes that's going on. And I think it's important that we talk about that as well, you know, because you don't see that, like I said in the other show, in the country music, in the in other music, you know, other genres do not have the same problems that the rap game is having. And why do you think that? You know, where do we pump the brakes and say,
well,
something more going on? How do we control it, elevate it, and point it out?
Well, we gotta learn how to respect one another. I mean, that's on an everyday with us as a community. That's the everyday thing. You know what I'm saying? People have beef with people that got a job and they don't. You know, it's all about respect. We gotta learn to love and respect each other, and we gotta realize that all we got is us. You know what I'm saying? And only we can help us. We got to understand that we can't do nothing without each other. And that's what the other genres and other communities understand that. It's real simple to them.
We got 3 minutes remaining in the show, so if he calls back in, I'll definitely click him back in. But, you know, how would you all feel? I'm asking you, I'm asking the listeners and what have you. If we had a rapper come out under the name of Dr. Martin Luther King, but he rapped about slanging, he rapped about Murder One and what have you. Do you think that would be offensive to his legacy? Or if we had someone come out as a rapper saying that they go by the name of Malcolm X and didn't pay respect or what have you. And I'm saying that because we have some serious issues going on with people portraying roles of other people in a disrespectful manner, you know, as a joke and using the music as a manipulation, you know, to affect our youth and think it's okay to portray these roles. And our youth take on these roles as if this is reality. You know, where do you draw the line on that? Is that disrespectful to Dr. King? Why shouldn't that person be allowed to do that? At some point in time, it's GP, general principle, right? I mean, what do you feel about that? What is your take on that?
I totally agree with that. I totally agree with that. Like, I had a problem back in the 90s when, you know, when cats was out there calling themselves, you know, Gambinos and all, and, you know, looking up to Al Capone and all this stuff. You know, calling themselves Don Capone, Rolione and all that. I thought that was kind of crazy. You know, I don't think that it definitely wouldn't be respectful for somebody to be like, I'm Dr. Martin Luther King, MC, and, you know, talking about slanging. Yeah, I totally agree with you. That's disrespectful. I mean, drawing a line, the only way that you would draw the line would be to, you know, set some type of law to you know, you can't use this person's names or whatever, you know?
Yeah, it is a law. Trademark infringement. That's a criminal act to portray normally infringe on someone's trademark. And that's a famous name. It doesn't have to do with secondary meaning. And why I'm going to that, because, you know, as I the real Rick Ross the other day, a lot of people, I don't know if they listened to the fact that this man was chained and attacked with dogs and beaten, and he was set up, and no one's going around saying their name is Blandon, the man who really was the kingpin. No one's going around saying they're a rapper named CIA. You know, no one will be having that. But it's a focus on him,
right,
a man to really change some things. And I have 1 minute in the show, and I hope that everyone today, he'll be 10 o'clock our time, Central time, so like 7 o'clock Los Angeles time, he's going to do a live U stream at freerateenterprise.com. And I want to encourage people to listen to this, what's going on. It's madness in the rap game, madness in the dope game. And he was a pawn, a victim, trying to be portrayed as a villain. You know, so I only have 42 seconds left in the show. I might have Young Turk back on again. You know, if I do, I'll definitely set that up. I want to thank everyone for coming. My switchboards are full, and I gave him the opportunity to come on today because it's definitely necessary that the people hear that, you know, just because Cash Money, it doesn't always equal that not. You know, it's always something else in the game. In a game, you know, it shouldn't just be sold. It really should be told, you know.
Word.
I want to chime in on that
Rick Ross situation. I've actually discussed this with people. Me personally, my take on that, I would be appalled for somebody to take my name. You know what I'm saying? Knowing the situation and for a court to grant them the right to keep my name, that would really bother me.
Let me interject. The court did not grant. He never had his day in court. So you need to
I thought that. I'm sorry.
The court didn't. Actually, this man tried to patent Rick Ross' name 6 times, and the U.S. patent company would not let him do that. So, but the merits were not heard, and he's going through an appeal. And remember, he had to go through an appeal to even be free. But you have a correctional officer who has a strong history with the police, like the police who had a task force against this man and was setting him up. You know, this correctional officer, his beard, the beard don't even look real. He's talking about Teflon Don. It's like Teflon tape on his beard, you know? I mean, you got to
I'm sorry, that was funny. Sorry about that.
Okay. You know, understand.
That was a nice one. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
We need to save our youth and save ourselves because no one is doing that. We're falling, and they're using the music as a manipulation. You got rappers talking about they're from Detroit and gangsters. You know, Eminem was born in Kansas. A lot of people don't recall that CD he had out that Benzino put on point where he talked about black women were bitches. He specifically said black women. Now, you have rappers that say bitches and hoes left and right. They never, ever said a black woman. Not only did he say a black woman was a bitch, but he talked about niggers, porch monkeys. The same thing that happened in Rick Ross' case when he was in court, they played the tape. The kingpin that followed him and acted like he was friends said, I hate niggers, but they got the money. And this man played a role for years. We have to wake up. You know, wake up to what's going on.
I'm with you. I'm with you, sister. I'm with you 100%.
Don't just bob your head to the music, you know. It's like, can the KKK, will you buy music from a KKK if they had a raw beat and dressed up, you know, in fancy clothes or what have you? You wouldn't because you know the method behind their madness, you know. So why do we constantly, and I'm not just saying this man, Eminem, I'm saying anybody, because a lot of people can look like us, but they're not us. Your color, but not your kind. So we have to listen to this music. You know, we're falling in this game, mass manipulation with the rap. And it's interesting that we have the rapper Rick Ross coming to Milwaukee soon. And we had the real Rick Ross who recently tried to come here. You know, now that questions something. Is this Rick Ross, the imitation, following every footstep of the real Rick Ross? And why is he doing that? He's not building things and trying to uplift a community like the real Rick Ross is doing now. He wants...
Well, you know, what's funny to me is that, you know, if you fast forward back into the time in which the real Rick Ross was doing, it's a shame that we even have to, like, you know, we have to say that, the real Rick Ross, you know. But if it was back in the time when the real Rick Ross was out there, like, doing what he was doing, there's no way in hell that this dude would have ever said, you know, went around saying, I'm Rick Ross. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Why is it correct?
You think he can get away with that now because this dude is out here doing what he's doing, doing community stuff, and now he in the business. He got a little money now. You think you have the right to go take a man's name? I think that's crazy.
But listen, ask the question, why though? Why isn't he saying he's Bruce Springsteen? Bruce Springsteen said he was the boss. You know, he wouldn't dare say why he's specifically focusing on this man? Because it's in depth. This man wants to talk about things you don't even know that's going on with the CIA. And remember, like he said, when he first sold drugs, it wasn't an epidemic. It wasn't crack women here and there and crack mothers. It was just like the Hollywood cocaine. And he was a young boy. He wasn't even a drug dealer all his life. They actually accosted him. But here it is. He's taking the brunt of a lot of things, and he's constantly trying to change his life. But you have a correctional officer that's saying, no, look at me. This is the life. And the correctional officer has no criminal record. He has nothing in common with the real Rick Ross, but he's obsessed with him. And I say that to say that they are grooming. A lot of people are being groomed. to play a role, and is only being groomed to play a role to bring us down. This mass manipulation is serious, and I hope that people don't take this as a laughing matter. It's not just a battle rap. You know, this man was more than just a drug dealer. He was a victim, and he was victimized into a degree that is unimaginable. But yet, history is not trying to be told the way it should be told, because you have this fraudulent entity. That's all he is, an entity. He's being made to act like someone, you know, that he clearly cannot, you know, and it's very disrespectful, because a wise man does change. The fool stays the same. But we got a wise man trying to change, and we got someone playing a role, you know.
He doesn't have a soul to me, you know what I mean? Because he's choosing to do that. And people can't tell me that you have to do this in order to make money. That's a lie. You don't have to do that.
I think he's been assigned to do that, you know. Like I told everybody before on one of my shows, as far as the CIA and different things of that nature, if you all read the book about it's a dark diary. It entails so much what's going on in our country right before our eyes, you know. Criminal counterfeiting someone's name is a felony offense. Anyone can look it up. 18 United States Code, Section 2320. Knowingly copyrighting another's trademark is a counterfeiting, and it's a crime. You can't use Paramount Pictures. You can't even trademark Star Trek. You can't trademark McDonald's. You know, it's a reason why this man is focusing in on the real Rick Ross. And we have to look at the reason why a lot of these rappers are the ones who try to come out and be active and change their lives are being targeted. Remember, the real Rick Ross, he owned a record company. He owned a lot of different things. You know, he was a tennis player. He did a lot of different things other than just a drug dealer. That was an unfortunate culture that he was brought into. He never went seeking to sell drugs. The man tried to run away from it, you know. But you don't hear this imitation Rick Ross, William Roberts, saying he's Daniel Blondin. Daniel Blondin was bigger than the real Rick Ross in the dope gang. He actually had the drugs, the CIA connection. You know, he would never ever say that, because these people are being assigned. You know?
What's even more scary, and this is something I talked about recently too, what's even more scary than that is that you could actually be a CEO, becomes, you know, I know Noriega, the real Noriega and all that. You can do all that and say all that, then get exposed that you was a CEO, you deny it, and then it comes out that it's true. Then you say, okay, yeah, I was a CEO. And people still, like, they still fuck with you. They still respect you after that. Like, you still got fans after all that bullshit. That's what's even scarier to me.
That's
what's scary to me. Like, what the hell is wrong with people out here? Like, if being unreal is what's up now, that's what's really scary. Being fake is that's what's popping now. That's what's going on now. That's cool.
That's a screen. That's what's being sold out here. Like Rick, the real Rick said that fraudulent Rick Ross can't even walk into the neighborhood of the real Rick Ross. He's never even walked the neighborhood.
I bet.
So it's important that we all look at what's really going on, because after the lights, camera, action, you got these children out here that think this is real. And our children are being brainwashed, you know. And these people are making money off of the misery of what's going on, and we're left to pick up the pieces, you know. So we definitely have to pick up where they're leaving off. We have to counteract these things, and this is what the real Rick Ross is trying to do. Like I said, everyone should go to his Ustream this evening. I think it's very important. I think it's pivotal. And, you know, just like I had Young Turk on, I think it's pivotal that people see what's going on behind the scenes. Now, he said that a real brother is supposed to be with him through thick and thin. But you have people that come, say hi, say bye. But, you know, when the door is shut and what have you, he's there by himself, and I'm sure he has a lot of regrets, you know. So I just hope that we learn from a lot of this stuff, and we do something to save our youth. Because, like I said in my other show, it wouldn't even let Snoop Dogg use two white women on Dog Chain that he wanted to do. And that says a lot.
Yeah, that does say a lot. Let me ask you something real quick, because I saw this online the other day. They had this Nicki Minaj on that that TV show, Regis and Kelly.
Right.
And she was on there, and Regis, you know, he got a little frisky, and he like touched her around her waist. This looked like it's a strap, and he smacked on her butt a couple mm-hmm. of times. Now, I was thinking to myself, now, if that was, you know, the macho, you know, I'm black, and some white chick was on there, and I touched her and smacked her on her ass like that, you'll get fired for doing that, smacking that white girl on her ass. But, you know, you can get on there and smack Nicki Minaj on her ass, you know, on live TV like that. You know, I don't know if you saw that or not, but that's like the first thing came to my mind. You know, let there have been Arsenio smacking whoever on their butt, you know, like that. And, you know, people like, woo, 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 howling in the crowd. I don't think the same reaction. Like if Kanye West would have got up there and took that girl award and smacked her on her ass, you know, he would have been an antichrist after that.
Before Regis did that, Rihanna continued to do that to her as well. But that sends out a message, you know.
I didn't know Rihanna did that too. I didn't know that.
Yeah, Rihanna did it to her a couple of days before that. So everybody's getting comfortable, you know. Look at Nicki Minaj for who she is. You know,
right.
This one, these implants that she continues to get. She wants to be a Barbie. She has to buck her eyes out like she's a doll, and she's doing it towards the youth. She's from Trinidad, you know, but. Look at the role she's playing, you know, and the image is being done. And believe me, that was done on purpose with the Regis and Nicki Minaj butt slapping thing. You know,
mm-hmm.
Look who's seeing this. Everything is being watered down. We have to really, 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 I mean, really pump the brakes on this rap industry, this imagery that's being portrayed out here. It's not about talent anymore, and it's deeper than what you see, like you said. No one would have got away with that if that was Brooke Shields and, Arsenio Hall.
If Michael Jackson would have been smacking Brooke Shields on her ass back at the awards, he would have
done that to Miley Cyrus now that she's 18. You know, that would have been a no-no. You know,
yeah.
But because there's more going on with this music, it's a mass manipulation, you know, unfortunately, you can see pictures of this Nicki Minaj where she even looks distraught. She's being paid to play a role, groomed to play this role that I don't even think she's comfortable playing with. But, you know, everything that glitters is not gold. People shouldn't sell their soul for these coins, you know. I just hope that we learn from it that it's something deeper. Remember, like I said, before Tupac was a rapper, he was an activist. And he tried to change the rap game, and now it's going in reverse. This rap game is glorifying stupidity, is glorifying ignorance, is manipulation of the body parts, is manipulation of the mass of the mind. And actually, it really is a genocide, you know, genocide by music, you know. And we need to do something about it. We really need to do something about it because right now it's like we're losing this battle. I went over in the show. Thank you so much, caller.
Thank you for letting me in.
Oh, appreciate it, right. You know. And I hope you all do go to the Ustream, and I will talk with everyone soon. Peace, you all.
Peace.